How are you all this morning? Hey, good, excited. Does all this cool weather fill you with vim and vigour? Or does it make you want to crawl under the dunas like Pastor Greg and just hide away from the world? It's good to be with you again this morning. Well, we have a very, very exciting day today. It's Pentecost Day. And there's a bit of an explanation at the end of the service about Pentecost, and I'll get Mum or Grandma or Grandad or whoever to read that to you. But in the scriptures from the book of Acts, George read these words. He said, "All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability." Now that tells us that that event is Pentecost Sunday. It's the time when we remember that before Jesus returned to heaven, he promised that his Father would send a helper, the Holy Spirit, to live inside of those who follow him. I would like you to point towards your heart, okay? I'd like you to say, "Hello, Holy Spirit," because that's where he lives, in your hearts. Isn't that wonderful? Jesus promised that the Holy Spirit would give them the power to do great and mighty things. The power to do great and mighty things. And it happened just as Jesus said it would. On the day which is called Pentecost, and it actually comes from way, way, way back in the Old Testament, but on the day which is called Pentecost, the disciples were all together in one place. The Bible tells us that there was a sound from heaven, like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the place where the disciples were gathered. Then there were flames of fire that appeared and rested upon each of them. And if Pastor Greg had worn his proper red stole today, and you can see that I haven't, you would see people with little flames on top of their heads walking on a journey towards the cross. That's the idea of Pentecost. There were flames of fire that appeared and rested upon each of them. When these things happened, the disciples were filled with power and began to preach and teach about Jesus, the best thing in the world to talk about, Jesus. They were able to do things that they had never done before because of the power of the Holy Spirit in them. They could do things that they were never able to do before. Well, this morning, Pauline has brought me a torch because, again, Pastor Greg forgot to bring one. So scrub out "I have brought" and put in "Pauline has brought a torch," to help us understand just how important the Holy Spirit is. What do you do with a torch? Other than dong burglars over the head when they try to break in your house, what do you do with a torch? Hey, you turn it on, don't you? Now, this torch is not very big, this one that Pauline bought. It's snack size. It's very small. But it sure puts out a bright light. If I turn it on and shine it in your eyes, isn't it bright? Wow, such a little snack-sized torch. It's very, very bright. It puts out a bright light. And I keep one like this on the floor next to my bed. So if the power goes off and it's dark or I need to get up in the middle of the night, I switch on the torch to help me find my way around the house. But what do you think gives this little torch the power to light up a room? Has it got something inside it, do you think? Of course, the torch has a battery that gives it power. It has a battery inside it that gives it power. Without that power inside, the torch just doesn't work. The torch will not work without the power of the battery that's inside it. Without that power, it doesn't work, and that reminds me of the way the Holy Spirit works in our life. In his Sermon on the Mount, remember the Sermon on the Mount? Jesus up on the mountain, lots and lots of people listening. Jesus said, "Let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Now, I wonder why we say that when we hand a candle to someone when they've been baptized. They're the same words that we use. We say, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Well, there's something special about baptism, isn't there? That's when we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Well, our scripture lesson today tells us that on the day of Pentecost, people were filled with the Holy Spirit so that they could do mighty things as the Spirit gave them the ability. It's the same power of the Holy Spirit that enables you and me to let our light shine in the world. Just as a flashlight or a torch must have batteries to give it power, there it is, I turn it on again, and it's bright, shines its light. Or just as the torch needs its battery to give it power, the Holy Spirit inside us, point to him again, say, hello, Holy Spirit, hello. The Holy Spirit is our source of power to live for Jesus. Is that good news, hey? That the Holy Spirit lives inside you, and that makes you able to tell people about Jesus. In fact, that's the most exciting thing I can think of. Will you try and do that for me? Will you tell your friends at school or at kindy or playgroup about Jesus? Hey, that'll make them happy too. All right, let's pray. Hands folded, eyes shut, don't squeeze until they bleed. All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that you have sent us the power of the Holy Spirit. Please fill us up each day with the Holy Spirit that we would have the power to live for Jesus and let his light shine in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Isn't that an exciting story? Okay, you go back to mum's, grandma, grandpa, uncle. Let's go. Hey, where you go?